press meets supply force. When God said press, prayer reaches every single situation. He gave us permission to apply force to every situation that we will go through. And in this podcast, we are going to learn to apply force to what's applying pressure to us. Welcome to the Press Podcast. So glad that you are tuned in with us today, and we're excited to be on this prayer journey with you. Today, I have a special guest host, Miss Emery McCann.
Hi.
Hey, girl. And she's really going to be leading the discussion for us as we pick up our journey in 2 Kings chapter 20. So, Emery, welcome. First of all, tell everybody how old you are, who you are, that kind of thing.
I am 20 years old. I attend IUPUI, currently a psych major in my third year. Almost done, praise God. Studying to be possibly a counselor, I'm not sure. But the end goal is to help minority youth deal with childhood trauma and introduce them to Christ in the process.
Well, that is awesome. And I know that's really important to be able to give back to the community. Anyway, I'm glad you're excited to be here today. So let's take it to 2 Kings chapter 20. It's on here.
So for the prayer that we're talking about today, it is Hezekiah's prayer for a longer life. He had just received the word from the Lord through the prophet Isaiah that he had to get his house in order. But prior to this, he's the king of Judah, and they were just under attack by the king of Assyria. And there was a whole plethora of things that happened with that situation. And the Lord blessed them, and he brought them out of that. And immediately following this, the Lord came to him through the prophet Isaiah and told him to set his house in order. And the Bible says that he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass, before Isaiah was gone into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Turn again, and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. What stuck out to me in this prayer is that Hezekiah never actually asked God for long life. He just asked him to remember how he had walked before him. And that raised the question, it raised two things. One, we don't always have to come to God with a request. The Bible talks about how he's touched by the feeling of our infirmities. He already knows what we're in need of before we ask him. But it also pointed out to me that we can't come to God any kind of way. Hezekiah pointed out who he was and what he had done, and that made me do a deep dive into who King Hezekiah was. And he had walked before the Lord. As soon as he came into his reign, he was tearing down false idols and false gods and brung all of his people together and said, we will serve the Lord. And he really stood on that. And that's part of where the strife with the king of Assyria came, because he refused to serve him. The king of Assyria wanted glory for himself, and Hezekiah refused. Something else that stuck out to me in his life is that when he prayed to the Lord and asked him for help regarding the situation, when he received the word from the Lord that he would help him, the Bible says that the Lord said that he would send a rumor to send him away. And the king of Assyria, his response to that wasn't scared. He wasn't fearful. He sent another letter to Hezekiah and was like, you really think your God is going to deliver you? No. And I admire Hezekiah's response. And he admonished his people not to respond. And he went to the house of the Lord and he sought God yet again. So he just really, truly had faith in God and lived before him as he should have. Regarding God's response, he answered him and he gave him longer life. He healed him and he delivered the land. And that really stood out to me, because I believe something I learned about God in this is that he honors obedience and he honors a life that is righteous before him. Hezekiah never asked him to deliver them at this point. He never asked him to heal him, but the Lord saw a need and he answered it.
Speaking of last week's lesson, because that is what we covered last week, 2 Kings chapter 19, you do learn so much about Hezekiah and the way he seeks God and trusts God and his relationship with God. But I find this prayer intriguing. One, because he does obviously change God's mind, which does not always happen with prayer. He has enough respect from God, if that's the right word, to change his mind. The other thing I thought about, and this may be slightly morbid, is the way we view death as always a bad thing. Even though it's inevitable and everybody has to do it, he wanted to change God's mind about death. And I was wondering, and you might get to this later, do you think that was a good thing?
I think it's an interesting thing. A lot of times, our plans aren't God's plans. So who is to say, if he would have died at that time, what would have happened to his people? What would have happened to his family and those that served him? I don't think it was a bad thing. It was interesting, though, because immediately after, his faith was tested. His healing was attached to a commandment. He was told on the third day to go to the house of the Lord. And after that time, people from Babylon came, and they came into his house, and they saw all of his riches, all of his gold and things that he had laid up. And the Lord said to him that they were going to take it all and that he wasn't going to have it anymore. And his faith was tested. And I love his response to that, because he had just, at this point, defeated death. He had just been delivered out of the king of Assyria's hand. And even now, he just was rejoicing in the Lord. And he was like, in what time of my life would the word from the Lord not be good? Whether it's me losing everything I have, whether it's me gaining anything, it came from the Lord. It is what it is. And I think that was a really interesting perspective for him to have. And who's to say that if he had not have had that experience with the Lord answering his prayer and delivering him from death, that he would have had that same outlook.
See, and I thought it was kind of interesting, because when I read his response in his time, I was just kind of like, dude, you're selfish. Because the Bible says, and of thy sons that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, I'm in 2 Kings 20:18, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Then Hezekiah said unto Isaiah, good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken. And he said, is it not good if peace and truth be in my days? I was like, so pause. He's like, your sons are going to be eunuchs in somebody else's land. And you're like, that's cool. As long as I don't have to live to see it. But I do agree that, you read it different ways. But I just thought, Hezekiah, you just groveled and interceded for yourself, and the Lord heard you. But now when it comes time to let something fall on your sons, you're like, well, as long as I don't see it. You didn't even say, hold on, Lord, you heard me once. Maybe hear me again from the children. So I don't know. I had mixed feelings about Hezekiah. Maybe there's more to take from this text. I don't know. But when I looked at it, I was like, I just don't know if I like you.
I had a similar thought process in the beginning of my study. And I was like, I don't know where I stand here. I still don't know where I stand. There are different things that we find in his life where it's like, you could have not done that or done something different. And I think what it did for me is show his humanity. And I find myself in that, and I find us in that. In times where there are times that we serve the Lord and we love God and we're so gung-ho to do things for God. And it's like, okay, so you did all that, but you can't even have a heart for your family to pray for them as well. Or for us just selfishly wanting things for ourselves or blindly not caring about how our own life may affect others. So I think for me, it shined a light on how we as humans can come off to God sometimes and just show where we can correct ourselves, in a sense.
I agree with that. And I do like you said, the humanity. Because when we read the Bible, it is important to remember these are people. They didn't know there was a chapter 21 or, a next verse. They were just living it out. And so I tried to read it nicely. I was like, well, maybe he was just really excited. And so he's just wild out and showed the Babylonians his house. And now he's just like, oh, the Lord take care of my kids. We'll let them pray for themselves. I don't know. I just was kind of off of him, but that's neither here nor there.
I was going to say, the other thing I would talk about was just learning about God, and it's just really his heart for his people. Even sometimes we may not deserve it, or sometimes we think we deserve it. It's really just by his grace and mercy that we're not consumed, and I think that really showed here in the life of Hezekiah.
Well, that sounds amazing. I think you did a really good job with this text. As always, our goal is not to say everything, because you can't possibly do that in 10 to 15 minutes, but to help somebody understand the scripture and challenge them to dig deeper. Every time you start to study the Bible, you can always find something more to look at. And we also learn so much about God just looking at how he responds to his people. I think that's, to me, probably the biggest part of this prayer journey, is that I see the love of God every time his people talk to him. And so I really love watching him as a father down through the generations. What do you love about God and prayer?
I love the intimacy of prayer. You truly get to know God through his word, but there is nothing like sitting and shutting in and having quiet time with the Father. He shows his heart in times of prayer. I love talking to him, the fact that he hears me and he listens to me. And the fact that he speaks back, it may not always be audibly, it may be sending me to a certain scripture, but I love that he doesn't want us to go without. If we are in need of something, he will give us a word. He will point us in the right direction to have something to hold on to. We just have to bring our faith to it. And I'm very grateful that he honors that and that he hears that.
Well, I absolutely agree. And I pray that those of you that are listening are encouraged today, and that you're encouraged to study and to pray and to remember that prayer reaches every single situation.
Join the movement. Join the community. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. Visit us at PressToPray.com or find us on Instagram or Facebook.
Did you know that when you are quiet, your voice is missing to God's ears? I know some of us have prayed and were wondering, how long should I pray about this? Why should I pray if God already knows? How will I know God is answering? And what do I do when I feel like God's not listening? But God is listening for your voice. It's too quiet in this world for the troubles we have. You have to raise your voice, and God wants to hear from you. It's Too Quiet, a book about prayer, is designed to answer your prayer questions and build your faith. Visit PressToPray.com.